Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Well, Region 1 enrollment figures for the 2019-20 school year are in, and they show a decrease of 69 students in the six-town district. Serves the elementary schools in Canaan, Cornwall, Falls Village, Kent, Salisbury, and Sharon, and Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The only school that showed a slight increase was the Lee H. Kellogg School in Falls Village. Every other school dropped. Compared to 2018-19, North Canaan Elementary School stands at 249. They were at 253. Cornwall Consolidated School at 78. They were at 83. Lee H. Kellogg School, 70. They were at 66. Kent Center School, 192. They were at 213. Salisbury Central School, 276. They were at 287. Sharon Center School is down to 103 students. They were at 115. And Housatonic Valley Regional High School dropped by 20. They are at 348. Last year, they were at 368. Good news out of the University of Connecticut. Thomas Kasulis kicked off the inauguration ceremony this past weekend at the University of Connecticut as the new president with the announcement that lower-income Connecticut undergraduates starting at the university next fall will be eligible for free tuition. Meanwhile, in New York, members of Congress called last week for new national regulations on limousine safety as the one-year anniversary of the Schoharie crash that killed 20 people approaches. Senator Chuck Schumer joined victims' families and fellow Democratic Representative Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado to urge Congress to toughen laws that would require seatbelts and limos, bolster seating system standards, and expand safety measures. The Fairview Hospital's lobby on Lewis Avenue once again today in Great Barrington, the site for free blood pressure clinic. It happens every Monday from 10 until noon. More details at 413-854-9635. The Cornwall Agricultural Advisory Commission has a meeting set for 7:30 tonight at town offices. In Salisbury, the Board of Selectmen set to meet at 5:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. In Sheffield, the Conservation Commission set to meet first floor meeting room at Sheffield Town Hall tonight at 5:30. In Millerton, the workshop meeting will be held tonight at 6 p.m. Also tonight, in Salisbury, the Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting at Salisbury Town Hall at 6:30. Region 1 Board of Education meets at the high school. It'll be at 6:30. The Board of Selectmen in North Canaan meet tonight at 7 o'clock at North Canaan Town Hall. Town of Sheffield Board of Selectmen have a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Sheffield Town Hall. On Tuesday in Cornwall, Planning and Zoning Commission meets at the Cornwall Library at 7, the Housatonic River Commission at Cornwall Consolidated School at 7:30. The Board of Selectmen in Sharon is scheduled to meet today at 2 p.m. Also going on today, Sharon Housing Authority, Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation has a meeting set for 5 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. The public is invited to attend two informal presentations of a redesigned Eddie Collins Memorial Park. The event will take place at 50 Main Street adjacent to the movie house. That happens tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. and again on Sunday, October 13th from 1 until 3 p.m. The Town of Sheffield Planning Board meets on Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Sheffield Town Hall. Also on Wednesday, Board of Finance in North Canaan meets at 7:30 at Town Hall. Annandale on Hudson, lauded around the world and in the New York Times as one of the best new American plays of the last 25 years. Ars Nova production of Underground Railroad Game comes to the Fisher Center Lumuth Theater October 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th at 7:30. More information, fishercenter.bard.edu. On Thursday, North Canaan Elementary School has their Board of Education meeting set for 7 p.m. at the school. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting set for the 10th. The regular meeting will start at 7 p.m. It's a very busy weekend coming up in Salisbury and Lakeville, as it is, of course, the Fall Festival. Lots of different activities, a real hometown celebration, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. For up-to-date schedule of times, events, and locations, salisburyfallfestival.org. A community forum is slated for October 11th from 7 to 8:30 and October 12th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center to discuss the future of the town. Issues such as downtown, housing, and connectivity will be on the agenda. Light refreshments will be served. Pine Plains FFA has their Ag Fair coming up on the 11th and 12th at Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. Friday, October 11th, all exhibits, booths, and livestock are assigned places. The dairy show starts at 11:30. At 12 noon, inside exhibits open to the public. At 3:30, a weigh-in for the lawn tractor begins, and at 5 to 7, the incredible roast beef dinner at the high school cafeteria. And on Saturday from 9 to 3, the Pine Plains Garden Club Flower Show. At 9, the lineup for the parade. The parade starts at 9:30. Antique tractor pulling contest also starts then. Horse showmanship at 10 a.m. All exhibits will open to the public at 11 o'clock, 11:30 dairy showmanship, and at 2 p.m. the pet show. Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day will be held Saturday the 12th from 9 to noon. Torrington Street Department, 107 Arthur Street in Torrington, Connecticut. The collection day is available at no charge to residents of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, and Torrington. Registration is required. All you have to do is contact your town or city hall to register. You must obtain a registration ticket. No medical waste, explosive, waste oil, asbestos, or electronics. On the 12th, there will be Walking with Naturalist, Forage for Mushrooms from 10 till 12 in Cornwall, and from 11 until 1 p.m. a book signing at the West Cornwall Farm Market. Meanwhile, Women's Support Services has a very busy October. On Saturday at the Salisbury Fall Festival from 10 till 4 p.m., a tent on Main Street where they'll be making purple tie-dye shirts and bandanas, free to participate and providing information about services. Coming up on Thursday, October 17th, the annual vigil in Kent at the Town Hall at 6 p.m. And then October 24th, the film screening of The Mask You Live In at Housatonic Valley Regional High School from 6 until 8 p.m. WSSDV.org for more information. The Charlotte Hungerford Hospital helps present on October 11th and 12th the Nancy Marine Studio Theater, the 8th Annual International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theater. More information, warnertheater.org, for the events that happen on the 12th and 13th. Berkshire Botanical Garden has their Harvest Festival. It's now on 20 acres, October 12th and 13th. Admission $7 for adults, children under 12 admitted free. No charge for parking in the garden's lot. Harvest Festival admission wristbands can be pre-purchased at the garden's visitor center daily. Kent Art from the Heart Holiday Craft Fair, Saturday, October 12th. That runs from 10 until 5. It benefits the Kent Volunteer Fire Department. You can support scholarships for local students. Pumpkin Fest, the Catamount Ski Area, hosted by the Great Barrington Rotary Club. The festival benefits the Rotary Scholarship Fund. It'll be held on Saturday from 11 till 3. The rain date, Sunday the 13th. Entry fee is $15 per car at Catamount. The Ancrum Fire Company Lobster and Beef Barbecue on Saturday at the Ancrum Firehouse. $35 for lobster, beef, corn roll, baked potato, bag of clams, ice cream for dessert, iced tea, water, and soda. The doors open at 2, the dinner at 3, the raffle at 4. Additional raffle tickets will be available. Reservations at 518-329-3403. Incredible roast beef dinner coming up again at the Sharon American Legion Post 126 at the Legion Hall in Sharon behind the firehouse on Saturday the 12th, serving from 4 till 7 p.m., $14 for adults, $7 for children under 10, free under 5. The menu includes barbecued beef, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad bar, vegetable rolls, and dessert. All you can eat and takeouts are available. Opening reception will be held Saturday, October 12th from 4 till 7 p.m. The AIM Gallery at the Alumni Hall at Maplebrook School, celebrating the life and work of Frank Federico, acclaimed artist and distinguished member of the Connecticut Pastel Society. Murder Mystery Dinner is coming up October 12th at Noble Horizons, put on by the Salisbury Rotary Club. The dinner theater, Burritos and Banditos, October 12th at 6 p.m. at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road. Participants enjoy a Mexican dinner while gathering clues to help solve the murder of Margarita Gonzalez. Tickets are $35, can be purchased in advance by contacting Fran at 860-671-1415. All proceeds benefit the purchase of a much-needed water fountain to provide drinking water to an elementary school in Tulum, Mexico. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast on Sunday the 13th at the firehouse from 7 until 10:30. It is a full buffet breakfast. The 10th annual Brewski Fest will return to Satra Hill in Salisbury on Sunday, October 13th during Salisbury Fall Festival. Music, pumpkins, corn stalks, and over 30 craft breweries offering visitors over 200 examples of their best brews. State Line Wine and Spirits sponsors and organizes the Brewski Fest, benefiting Swassa. Also, folks from the Sunday in the Country Food Drive will be there offering brats and burgers for sale to benefit the food drive. Tickets are available in advance or at the door. Advance tickets available at brewskifest.com. State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan, Ledgebrook Spirit Shop in Winstead, and the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill in Lakeville. As we said, all proceeds from the event, which will be held rain or shine, benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association youth skiing programs. As part of the ongoing effort to reach out to as many veterans as possible in the community, Dutchess County's Division of Veterans Services attending a farmer's market on Sunday from 11 till 3 at the Dover's Farmer's Market, 9 School Street in Dover Plains. Now coming up on October 26th from 10 till 2, they'll be at the Millerton Farmer's Market at the Millerton Methodist Church. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 26,573.72, the NASDAQ at 7,982.47, and the S&P 500 at 2,952.01. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.